Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Prince Andrew was in the news, and that's never for a good reason. Page 6 tells us Andrew once berated a royal protection officer, calling him a fat, lardy-ass C-word, according to a new documentary. Paul Page, who worked as a royal protection officer from 1998 to 2004, recalls in the documentary Prince Andrew Banished that he and other police officers on duty at Buckingham Palace were shocked by the number of women visiting the divorced prince's private rooms. We used to have a joke that he should have a revolving door in his bedroom. The amount of women going in and out of there, it was just literally every other day someone would be coming in to see him. A different one every time. Page alleges that a woman showed up one evening and told the officers that she was there to meet Andrew. The officers apologized and explained that they couldn't grant entry until they had confirmation from his staff. The woman offered to call Andrew. Page tells the story, "We could hear the conversation. Anyway, he said, put one of the officers on. One of my colleagues took the phone. He shouted at the top of his voice, 'You listen to me, you fat, lardy-ass C-word. If you don't let my guest in, I'm going to come down there.'" You would think a member of the royal family would have some kind of decorum and respect for the staff that are there and paid to protect them and look after them. With Andrew, there's just none at all. He's just a horrible person. He's a bully. The documentary claims that after his separation, Andrew lived up to his bachelor days nickname, Randy Andy. The talk of the dinner parties was he couldn't keep his trousers closed. Journalist Helen Kirwan Taylor says, "Royal scribe Phil Dampier, meanwhile, notes of the prince, he's never smoked or taken drugs or drunk alcohol, but his one big thing is sex." Also from Page 6, Tom Bauer, who wrote Revenge, Meghan, Harry and the War Between the Windsors, says he absolutely believes that Harry and Meghan released their most recent portraits to humiliate the royal family. Last week, photographer Mizzen Harriman released two photos taken during Harry and Meghan's trip to the UK. These were released just 2 days after the palace released a portrait of the new Fab Four, the King and Queen and William and Kate. It was all about, we're back now on course to build brand Meghan and the book, the Netflix series, the podcast, everything is money. And to their advantage, they were in the public eye for 7 days during the funeral or more every day they were filmed. You know, she really has got one interest, and that's Meghan. And the casualties are the royal family, and as far as she's concerned, that's terrific. Charles apparently had a nickname for Meghan, and that nickname is Tungsten, which, and see if this makes any sense, is a hard steel grey metal of the third transition series that has the highest melting point of all metallic elements. Katie Nicholl explains the nickname was apparently born when Meghan showed resilience during her and Prince Harry's 2018 appearance with Prince William and Kate Middleton at the Royal Foundation Forum. Nicholl writes, "It was, according to one aide, the moment William and Kate, who was heavily pregnant, realized they needed to up their game. The Cambridges had already signaled their intention to be more than ornamental royals and had, along with Harry, made a huge success of their mental health campaign, Heads Together. But Meghan was the breakout star of the foursome. She was polished, passionate and funny, using all her TV-honed skills to present her case. That was a wake-up moment for William and Kate when they realized that Meghan was very impressive, very confident and very capable, according to a source." Salon wrote about Meghan's podcast. "The understanding behind this stars, they're just like us, energy is that we know they're not. Markle isn't only a member of the British royal family. She and her husband, Prince Harry, retain their titles as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, but she's the first black American woman to occupy that station. That has placed Markle in rooms amid conversations that most of the public were never meant to be a part of, which is the reason monarchists resented her while she was part of the system and enjoy fomenting rage towards her now that she's beyond its grasp. Listening to archetypes is akin to sitting on the bespoke couch belonging to a friend that invited you to a brunch at her mansion, where the host is friendly and down to earth and invested in making you comfortable with the fact that she, too, came from humble beginnings." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Kate Middleton's younger brother James was inspired to name one of his new golden retriever puppies with a royal moniker as a way to honour Queen Elizabeth. His new puppy will be called Bertie, the nickname for Queen Elizabeth's father, King George VI, whose first name was Albert. The puppy is training to become a guide dog. Australians want Steve Irwin instead of the royal family on their currency. Marker.com reports a new petition has gathered thousands of signatures to make the change after the Queen's death. The goal is to have the crocodile hunter Steve Irwin appear on the $5 bill. Assistant Treasury Minister Andrew Lee disclosed that the King would appear on Australian coins as a matter of custom. However, the pink and purple five is an exception to this. The decision to include the Queen's face on the $5 note was about her personally rather than about her status as the monarch, so that transition to Charles on the note isn't automatic. One of the petition organisers said Steve Irwin epitomised the spirit of mateship. He deeply loved the Australian wildlife, working hard towards conservation and education, but perhaps most importantly, he's just a good bloke. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please check out our new show. It's called The Shows We Watched. It's a fun, light, entertaining, nostalgic look back at your favourite TV shows. It's called The Shows We Watched, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.